This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners.
I see skies of blue.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer, I'm going to answer gardening questions. But I'm not taking calls today. This is a live broadcast. This is a live broadcast, but just no calls because I have taped this prior. I'm going to be out for a bit, and I wanted to give you live content. So, we've talked about a number of different things, and we're going to talk about some great stuff for the Christmas season. This time of year always makes me think about houseplants, obviously, because, I love plants. Plants do so much for us. I want to be able to have plants all year round. And so, thinking of different topics to discuss that are timely, and, wanted to talk about a few different houseplants. Houseplants are great gifts for the gardener. And I wanted to take a little bit of a segment here and talk about one of my favorite new houseplants. It's not new. It's been around for years. But to me, it's new from last year of being able to have in the house, right? Now, about a year ago, I did some testing for allergies. And I have found that I am allergic to pretty much every plant that has pollen. Every tree, every shrub, all of it. So I can't really have flowering plants in the house. Even flowering plants outside are great. Obviously, plants have pollen. But your foliage plants don't have, that same pollen level of a flowering plant. And so what was great, if you will, was my wife is the same way. She's allergic to flowering plants as well and all the pollen. So it was kind of like I was always saying, oh, I want to get these. And then I'd get in and everybody wouldn't feel great. And I'd be like, oh, I'm fine. I'm working in the garden industry. I'm fine. Did some testing, obviously found out that I'm allergic to all the plants. All of them. It's great. That being said, we said, all right, now that I'm not pushing for all these other different plants, let's talk about a couple foliage plants. Let's talk about plants that don't have these things. My wife was very interested in that. It was awesome. So Kristen, my wife, and I were talking, and she had some ideas of different plants, and I was like, all right. And then one day she said, I want to get this fiddle leaf fig. And I'm like, okay, yes, love it. The leaves on a fiddle leaf fig are huge, such a cool-looking plant. Great foliage, right? And so last year, there was, we found online, we found a way to have one of the plants shipped right to the house. Now, I work at a garden center. I'm ashamed to say that we had a houseplant shipped to the house. But it was great because we could have one in the house. So we got it from Costa Farms. Costa Farms sells to a lot of local garden centers anyways. Costa Farm delivered right to the house. We got a fiddle leaf fig tree. It was a 10-inch pot, and it was about 5 feet tall. And it was after Christmas. It was in January. It was like Christmas because I was so excited to get home. And if you remember last winter, we had some really cool days. It wasn't too bad. Days were fine. And then we had a really cold snap. Well, my plant arrived on one of those cold, cold days. And I, being the resilient one and saying I know gardening, I'm not going to let it die. And leaf by leaf, it fell off. No matter what, we took care of it. And I said, you know what? I'm not giving up. And so all winter, I left it in my basement. I let all the leaves fall. And then slowly, as the season ended, that thing started to leaf out. Now, I do have to say one thing is Costa Farm contacted them and said, hey, guys, you said it was coming. They actually had said it was coming 3 days later, and it showed up early. You always want to deliver early, but it showed up 3 days early in the cold. Instantly, they said, no problem. We're going to send you a new one. Get rid of the whatever you want to do with the other one. You can get rid of it if it's alive, whatever. Sent them a picture, did what I was supposed to do. So I got a second one, which came on a regular day and is doing great. So this original one that had gotten hit by that cold, cold freeze, starting to grow and doing really well. So I wanted to talk about the fiddle leaf fig. I mean, long story, but I wanted to talk about the fiddle leaf fig because it's one of the first in our house that we've really had a few of. And we got a pothos in here. And I brought an orchid in recently. A couple other things. But we don't have a lot because we're both allergic. So fiddle leaf fig, that's my jam. That's one of my plants that I really like. Now, so this fiddle leaf fig is also called a Ficus lorata. When it's out in the wild, which is a tropical, in the tropical Western Africa, right? So not local. These can get 50 feet tall. Now, indoors, they're probably only going to get 10 feet tall, maybe, right? They don't need full sun. They can do part shade. They want just a well-drained soil. Nothing crazy to it. Regular pH level, so just, you know, between 6 and 7. There is a bloom on it, but it would only bloom in its native area, not in our area. The one thing is it is toxic to cats and dogs. Thankfully, my cat and dog leave plants alone. Even the new one, they just kind of looked at it and said, meh. I mean, at first the cat was kind of interested, but then we put it up and now she has no idea what it is. It's fine. But here's some care for it. They like warm conditions. They want to be warmer than 60 to 65 degrees at all times. You want to keep that temperature above 60. Doesn't want to be in a draft. It doesn't want to be near a window. It doesn't want to be near a door that gets opened repetitively, right? If it gets between 60 and 85, it's perfect. Now, when I brought these plants in, I had put them outside for the summertime. When I brought them in for the winter, I had probably left them out a little bit too late. But they're doing fine. You know, too much cold is a bad thing for these guys. You'll start to notice if it's by a window with a draft or a door that, you know, is constantly opening, you'll probably start to see some blackening of the leaves. They just don't like it. You also want to keep it away from, like, the heating vent, so it's not right on top of the heat either. Because it can get too hot, dry out too quickly, the temperature changes, all those things. And I will say this, that's probably the majority of plants out there don't want to be directly either in front of an air conditioner or in front of a heating vent. So keep that in mind when it comes to your house plants. I think that's just a general all-purpose type one, right? Now, humidity. You knew I was going to talk humidity because I'm talking houseplants. But this needs to be about 30 to 50%, maybe a little bit more humidity. So you should be misting your plants and you know, maybe doing a tray of pebbles in the area when you group your plants together, making some sort of humidity because it does want it. You know, if you can, you know, a fiddle leaf fig will benefit in a room that you use a humidifier. Now, for my little one, we use a humidifier all the time. So maybe it's perfect to put in her room. Anyways, what else? There's so many different varieties of this. I wouldn't say a lot. There's a number of different varieties. Three major ones. They have one called the Ficus lorata bambino. I'm hoping you understand what the bambino means, but it's a dwarf, right? Only gets a couple feet tall. Then they have the Ficus lorata compacta. This one gets about 5 feet tall, smaller than your natives, right? They also have a variegated Ficus lorata. Not a lot of them out there, but it has a variegated leaf showy, okay? Now, when it comes to pruning, you know, fiddle leaf figs, they can be pruned every so often. You cut back any damaged leaves, overgrowth, cross branches, that type of thing. And if you're taking off a dead brown leaf, pull on it very gently before trying to cut it, because it just might come off itself. Now we're going to take a break. We get back, more houseplants to talk about, and more information for you to listen to. We'll be back in a few.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Dram watering tools have been the professional's choice for quality and durability. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with a revolver spray gun, and use a color storm sprinkler for a lush playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at dram.com.
If you love to grow roses, you know the damage that insects and diseases can cause. Bonide Rose RX Systemic Drench offers insects and disease control in one easy application. Bonide Rose RX Drench is a multipurpose fungicide and insecticide for roses, flowers, and shrubs. Mix it in a watering can and apply it directly to the base of the plant. One application protects the rose, the flower, and shrubs from insects and diseases for up to 6 weeks.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Phone number needed today. We're just giving you tons of live information, but we are broadcasting. It's a live broadcast, but we've taped it. So just don't give us a call because we're not here to answer those calls. I'm out for a bit. I will be back soon, but I wanted to give you some live content out there. So we've been talking about some different house plants, right? I talked a little bit about the Ficus lorata, one of my favorite ones, just because I've been so successful with it, right? Wanted to just touch a little bit more on it, because what I like to do when we talk about these houseplants is just kind of give you some ideas if it's going to have a lot of diseases or insects or whatnot. The Ficus lorata that we were discussing, they are prone to spider mites and scale. They don't have a lot. It's not really serious, right? You can usually see what's going on. Usually a cleanup with like a neem oil or an all seasons oil, that type of thing. But the air circulation's big because when it's a damp condition, they can have some, fungus just like everything else, right? If you're looking for more information on it, definitely Google it, but thespruce.com has some great information about a fiddle leaf fig that you can take a look at and just get some ideas of what to do with it. Now, there's a lot of popular house plants out there, and you've heard me talk about them for a number of weeks. And I think, this time of year we look to give them as gifts or we look to enjoy them ourselves. Trying something a little bit different that you might not always give at the holidays, like a poinsettia, a cyclamen, a Christmas cactus, a kalanchoe, those types of things. Try something different, right? Try a plant that might not just have at every house. some of the plants that I've already, mentioned, I like the foliage plants because, they don't have a lot of pollen on them and I can have them in my house. But one I'd love for you to look into as a type of plant is the Schefflera, right? there's a lot of tropical houseplants in it. There's, you know, the larger sizes, and there's some, you know, some smaller sizes all over the place on it. But there's so many different varieties. Again, they're not hardy in our area. They would be considered houseplants, right? Not that great to have around the pets, but I do like the look of them. They come in, you know, green or some variegated, and the variegation is not just white and green. There's some yellow and green, some light yellow and almost seems like a light white. You know, there's just different variegations to it. It's not just one style. Okay. Now, when we keep these indoors, I've seen them get 6-8 feet tall, maybe even the same wide. But they're native to Taiwan. And there, outdoors, they can get 25 feet tall. I mean, I've seen some actually about 12 feet tall when it came into the garden center at Mahoney's. But, you know, it was just kind of, you just don't always see it. But Schefflera has a number of leaves almost in a circle, right? And it almost looks like sometimes they're called an umbrella plant or an umbrella tree. Right, so it kind of looks like almost like an upside down umbrella, or an umbrella just perked up on the top of the stems. Right, you know, we're not looking to, you know, whip this when it comes to watering. We're not looking to get this into a very damp area. We're looking to let it dry out in between, and then deep thorough soakings. When it comes to light, we want bright indirect light. In the summer, when it's outside, we want the bright light, but not direct sun. But, and this is one where we never, ever, ever really put it in full sun, where it's getting 12 hours of sun all day, right? Needs the humidity, just like others inside. Doesn't like to be below 60 degrees. This is another one. Don't put by a window or a door or any of those types, okay? So this one is, you know, again, Schefflera. There's a number of versions or varieties, I should say. Take a look at it. Just go right online. Look up Schefflera, S-C-H-E-F-F-L-E-R-A. And we're going to take a break. And we'll be back in a few.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals, a triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
Even on Saturday, Dram watering tools are hard at work. For over 60 years, the quality and durability of Dram has been the professional's choice. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns with the revolver spray gun. Use a ColorStorm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality and durability you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at fine garden centers throughout the Northeast.
Update. This Sunday, death and significant damage reported, at least 6 people killed and more than 20 hurt as a monster tornado tears across the state of Tennessee.
Oh my God.
That couple in a car posting their video on social media as the tornado crosses the highway in front of them in Montgomery County. Former President Trump addressing the New York Young Republican Gala in Lower Manhattan Saturday night. Trump used to call Hillary Clinton crooked.
Crooked Hillary Clinton, who I don't call crooked anymore because I use the name now for Biden. Now we call her beautiful Hillary. She's a beautiful woman.
Now a new poll from the Wall Street Journal finds former President Trump beating President Biden 47% to 43%. Biden busy campaigning in California, the state where his son Hunter is now facing 9 new tax charges, including 3 felonies and 6 misdemeanors. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
Come
here.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Oh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Boy, today is a beautiful wedding.
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
And welcome back to the Paul Perry Garden Club. We're talking house plants. We're talking different things to decorate around the house with your plants. I know it's December. We're in the Christmas mode. We're thinking about those things. But I'm thinking about some plants we can have inside, right? Enjoy them while we have, you know, the time inside. You know, we've talked about the fiddly fig. We've talked about Schefflera. Now, I know, you know, you're saying, all right, let's talk about some flowering plants. Well, I'm not huge when it comes to the flowering plants. Like I said, I've already, you know, made that comment that I'm allergic to most plants now, which is kind of crazy. But, you know, this time of year, other than the flowering plants for the holiday, for Christmas, there's not a lot of flowering plants that are flowering right now. Right? So we kind of look more at, you know, the house plants that are just leaves, just foliage, right? And so we can look at a number of different plants, and I wanted to bring up a few that might be good for the house when, you know, in a lighter light, indirect, not so bright light. Right? There's so many out there that I haven't mentioned. You know, one of them would be the Boston fern. Right? Why not have a Boston fern in Boston? Right? It's not because it's, you know, it's not because it's from Boston. It is what it is. It is actually native to Africa, Polynesia, the Americas as well, but it's a zone 10-12, right? The Boston fern is considered a classic houseplant because it doesn't need a lot of sunlight, doesn't need a lot of care. It's easy to do, right? If we're outside, you know, Florida, Southern California, you know, Carolinas, those areas, they love swampy, humid, forested areas and partial shade. Whereas we're looking on the inside of the house, this can definitely go outside during the season, but it doesn't go in full sun. And a lot of things in our area, you know, you might not have full sun in the house this time of year. The sun's a little bit lower. So this would be a perfect one to have it. Now, it's got a bluish-green foliage. in little leaflets. They go out to the sides. There's a lot of different fern types, but the Boston fern is considered a slower grower, right? And I think it's a pretty good one, right? Again, indirect light. Now, if it has too much shade, it can actually not look so great, but it still is a good shade-tolerant type plant. Now, it needs a good and a well-drained soil, looking for like a little bit heavier soil. So adding a little bit of compost or peat moss would be good. Now, if you're, a potted indoors, add some perlite to help the drainage capacity, that type. When it is not a well-drained soil, it can cause root rot. That is one thing that does tend to happen to Boston ferns when they get too wet. So here's the tricky part, right? So a Boston fern likes to have the soil lightly wet, but not soggy. So during the spring and summer months when it's actively growing, that's the best time for it. It will require those weekly waterings. The one thing is, if the soil dries out, you might actually start to see some of the dropping of the leaves of the fern. Now, as far as temperature, humidity-wise, it loves 65 to 75 degree temperature, right? They really can't go into the extreme heat and the extreme cold. So we got to kind of look at the temperatures and say, what's the, where can we keep this? So a 95 degree day can harm it just as much as like a 40 degree day. It does want tons of humidity. It loves humidity. So put your plants in groupings. Mist them regularly. And make sure you have some high humidity for it. Okay? So a number of styles of the Boston fern. Your most popular is just the regular Boston fern. I can't even pronounce the Latin name. I took all the classes with it. I just can't tell you. It looks like Nephrolophis exlatate. Best I can do. But that's your common one. There's some other ones that will have a little bit of color to it, right? There's a gold Boston that has some golden leaves. But you don't see it as much, right? Just some other options. Pruning. These are one that you can actually prune drastically, and it will just bush out for you, and it will encourage it to do it. So if you put in an area, right, that there's too much shade, and it gets really leggy, and the leaflets are just far apart, you can shear that thing back, and it's going to come back like it never had a problem. So this is a good one to be pruning. It's definitely an indoor plant. Doesn't have tons of, insects to it. But one that it does have when it's outside are white flies and mealybugs, right? Mealybugs, white fly are definitely pests to this, so keep an eye out for it. White flies are obviously a little bit easier to see because you touch the plant, it kind of flies around, right? But the mealybug needs to be treated, and that can actually take over everything. Now, one thing I want to mention when it comes to any of the houseplants that we work with and that we have at our house and inside, if one becomes infested with any type of insect or disease, you really need to move that plant away from everything else, right? Because they have a tendency to spread. I want you to look at your plants maybe weekly or biweekly to see if there's any issues with the plants when it comes to insects or diseases. Keep an eye out for these things. And when one happens, don't immediately just remove it from the area and put it somewhere else. If you have an organic spray that you're willing to spray in that area, spray the surrounding plants right there and then move the infested plant away. Because as you're moving it, some of those insects might fly off and get to the other plants around it. So if you're okay with spraying the organic spray, just a light mist of like a neem oil, it might be good to spray over this. And that's, you know, the Boston fern, the Ficus lorata, the Schifflera, all the different types of plants that we're discussing. So keep an eye on it. So one cool, like, just tidbit about that Boston fern we were talking about. So the Boston fern was actually discovered in a bunch of fern plants. So there were a shipment of fern plants going from Philadelphia to Cambridge, Mass. Back in 1894. They found it in it. The that distributor was Massachusetts-based and started propagating the cultivator, the cultivar, excuse me, and that's why it became the Boston fern, right? So I started mentioning it earlier. I meant to finish that statement. So anyways, this is another great houseplant to be thinking about and adding to your list, right? It's a low light type plant. Now, what else can we be looking at doing? You know, we're going to talk in a few minutes here at the 8 o'clock hour with Karen from Natural Alternative. And we're going to discuss planting herbs during the winter months inside. So it's not just about the houseplants. You can grow herbs inside. So we'll touch on that in a little bit. But maybe that's something to look at, do some research on, not just, you know, some low-light perennial, low-light houseplants. It might include, you know, like a grow light or something along those lines, but it can be done and definitely worth it. So we'll talk about that in about a half hour or so when we're talking with Karen during that 8 o'clock hour. So, obviously, lots of houseplants, lots of different things to be discussing. You know, what I recommend this time of year is going into your garden center and walking around and just seeing the different plants that are available. Because, you know, there's obviously those holiday houseplants, and you're going to see a lot of them. But those numbers aren't as high as they used to be. Definitely have some options out there for the holiday. It's not just about getting that poinsettia. Maybe it's looking at an orchid, right? Orchids bloom a number of different times, especially when they're forced. Orchids might be a great one to have as a gift or in the house, right? Get that flower. Get a little bit to it. You know, this is one where it's another one that's non-toxic to dogs and cats. So, might be a good one to give as a gift and not have to worry if somebody has, you know, a pet, right? There are certain orchids that might do a little bit of mild skin irritation, but not all of them. But that's an option. That's a flowering one. And that's not your same typical poinsettia, your same typical cyclamen. Just some different ideas. Now, this time of year, what I also love for you to think about is thinking about the different gardens you might do for next year, right? And plan those out. Look at different landscaping ideas. Look at different things that are going to be able to say, that's pretty neat. I want to try that. So just something to keep in mind this time of year, you know, when you're looking for things to keep your mood in with the garden, get some research done on what you want to do for next spring. I also recommend getting yourself like a journal, a garden journal, right? We used to have the garden journal that my father, we would send out to listeners, right? The garden journal had tons of information that you could just write down and always know what's going on each time of year. This is a great place to plan, great place to look at issues that happened the year before, or, you know, some of the successes that happened. Because that's another thing we want to make sure we do. Now, we're going to take a break here. We get back, we'll have more information on what you can be doing in the garden, out of the garden, in the yard, in the house. So we're going to take a break here, and we will be back in a few minutes.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist. How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com, call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots, and like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
This. It is a live broadcast, but we are not taking calls for it. So it's new information. We're just talking some different things here. Now, here's something that, you know, you should be taking a look at. The Christmas cactus, right? But how do you know it's a Christmas cactus and it's not a Thanksgiving cactus? Because did it start blooming before Thanksgiving, or did it start blooming after Thanksgiving? So does that make it, what, just take a look at it. There's a couple types of this cactus, right? The Thanksgiving cactus and the Christmas cactus. Easiest way to tell them apart is take a look at the leaves. The Thanksgiving cactus has serrated leaves with like pointy little appendages, right? Almost looks like little crab claws. The Christmas cactus has more rounded leaves with like a scalloped edge. They both flower around the same time, right? But the flowers are a little bit different on how they are on the plant. On a Christmas cactus, Thanksgiving cactus, they stand up a little bit. Stand up just slightly. Whereas the Christmas cactus kind of... The flowers are down a bit. They both have tubular-shaped flowers and in all different colors. But it's just interesting because they bloom really close to each other. So, just something to be thinking about this time of year. And, you know, hey, maybe it's you get the Thanksgiving cactus and you say, oh yeah, I got you a Thanksgiving cactus, not a Christmas cactus this year. Bloom at the same time, right? There's a lot of things you can do to them and keep them going the same exact ways, right? You know, it's the biggest thing, like I said, the difference is the way the leaf looks. They can actually start, like the Thanksgiving cactus can start blooming a little bit earlier, like end of fall. and go through midwinter, whereas a Christmas cactus is early winter into midwinter. So it's almost a little bit like there's a little bit of a gap there. So that's part of it too. All right. So just, you know, some things to be thinking about when it comes to the cactus. And maybe it's, you know, hey, I got you a Christmas cactus and a Thanksgiving cactus. Or you go into somebody's house that's had a, you know, they say, this is a Christmas cactus, blah, 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 blah. Because people who have Christmas cactuses, they don't have them for 1 or 2 years. They have them for like 30, 40, 50 years. And just walk up to them and just tell them, yeah, I'm just taking a look to see if it's a Christmas cactus or a Thanksgiving cactus. I just need to lift up the leaf here and see. And, you know, make it into something with a family member, right? Just joke around about it that there's two different ones. Now, if you want to throw a real wrench into it, there is an Easter cactus. But you can definitely tell the difference of that one, right? That one, I think you'll know that because it's blooming at Easter time. Anyways, Christmas cactus, Thanksgiving cactus. Few differences to it, some major, some not so much. So get those this year as well. Now, you know, we've talked about this hour a lot about houseplants. You know, the previous hour we talked about some cleanups we can do outside. We talked about, you know, all the different things that we should be doing this time of year. One thing I want you to think about is taking a look at if you didn't put your tools away and clean them and get them ready for the next season, I want you to think about doing that now. Because cleaning these guys up, sharpening them, getting them ready for the next season is actually going to benefit your plants. It's not, you know, it's not going to benefit you right away because it's going to take you some time to do. But the fact of the matter is making sure your pruners are sharp, your shovel has no, you know, extra dirt or diseases or all that stuff on it, and it's nice and clean, is definitely what you want to do. So that's something you could be thinking about doing today. You know, go in the garage, clean up some things, sharpen them, get them ready for next year, because it's definitely time to do it. Now, we're going to take a break here. When we get back, we're going to have a full hour with Karen from Natural Alternative, so stay tuned for that. But we're going to take a break. We will be back in a few.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.